This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Metal Shop right now here on 99.9 KISW. I have an incredibly heavy band in studio right now. Cryptoxic Mortality. What's up, guys?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So is this your first in-studio radio interview, or have you done one before?
First.
This is my first.
I've been in here before.
Not with Cryptoxic.
No, not with Cryptoxic, though, no.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the studio. Let's go around the room, introduce yourselves, and tell us what you do in Cryptoxic Mortality.
All right.
I'm Caleb Keller, and I do the bass. I'm filling in right now, yeah.
Right on.
I am Caleb Lutke, and I play guitar, and that's pretty much it.
Right on.
Guitar and mixing and producing right now.
Yeah.
I'm Brian Farrell. I do the vocals and the fronting.
Yes. So.
I'm Joseph Tyler, and I slam the drums.
Right on, right on. So how'd you guys all meet up? You know, I know, was this a project, Caleb, that you started on your own during the pandemic?
It's kind of weird. I started a few different projects.
Yeah, you were busy. You were a busy guy.
And some of them were just recording projects and other ones. I kind of knew some would go live and some would probably not, right?
Yeah. So
I actually met Joseph through another one. I put together Hatrix, which was going for a little while.
Yeah.
But it kind of fizzled out. But yeah, I met him through Sean that was in Hatrix. So.
Okay.
And then Sean was in Cryptoxic for a little while. He actually sung in Cryptoxic. He was first singer. And we had a song out, Cryptic Betrayed or whatever.
Yeah.
I
think it was the first one you put on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some stuff going on, so he had to move back to Florida for a little while. So then Brian, we ended up hooking up. Brian found me online, basically, because we both find a lot of musicians and stuff.
Yeah.
So. He was watching ads, putting ads out. He's really proactive. I mean, he's probably one of the most proactive people I've seen out there, to be honest.
Okay.
Like, this guy is pretty, like, it's on it for networking and, you know.
He's terminally online.
Dude, Facebook, I am an absolute troll, man. I'm all about the memes and trying to increase productivity as much as I can.
There you go.
It's actually kind of cool, though, because the way I met him, I had just moved up here, and I was still an over-the-road truck driver at the time.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, all right, cool. So the wifey and I, we want to move up to Washington. She wants to be with her family. And I was like, you know what? I really want to be in a band again. It's been a while, and I want to actually do death metal this time. And
what kind of bands had you done?
So I've done a little bit of deathcore at one point in time.
Yeah.
I did a thrash band back when I was, you know, kind of first kind of getting out there.
What was that band you sent me the video?
It was Blind Leads Blind. It was my very first band. They did like kind of a thrash, kind of Slayer and Pantera mix. It was a lot of fun,
awesome.
Man. It was really cool. Before that, I had a couple of projects. They didn't go quite as planned, but they were still a lot of fun, and it was a learning process.
Yeah.
But whenever I was still doing over-the-road trucking, I started talking to Jake Lloyd, if you're familiar with Primordial Atrocity.
Mm-hmm.
I hit them up, and I was like, hey, man, I'm brand new to the area. I'm looking for a band. Some people said to hit you up. And he was like, oh, well, hit up Caleb. And I was like, all right, cool. So I hit
He's
up
got
Caleb.
25 bands.
Pretty much. You can play in one of them.
Caleb's the guy, man.
He's got all these bands.
I don't want to hit you up, though, when you have that many bands.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I don't want to deal with that guy.
Yeah, right? It's like, this dude, like, what is this?
But throw me one of your bands. Come on.
I started some of them, though, because I was working on production and mixing and stuff, too. So I figured the more I put out, the more, you know, practice.
Yeah, totally, man. So. All we had was time at that point.
Exactly, exactly. So. I figured might as well wait till everything comes back together.
You got busy, man. Right. That's awesome.
But yeah, I hit him up, and right after that, he, at first I was gonna be in his other project that he had going, a beatdown band.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, this is really badass and all, but like, I want to do death metal. And then he was like, well, bro, I got this slam project, but I have, you know, somebody that's going to be trying out. I was like, all right, in the event that doesn't work out, let me know. About a week later, he lets me know that he's going to give me a shot. I'm flying in from San Antonio, Texas that day. And the next day I go in with everything that he's given me and we recorded the first Cryptoxic EP.
Wow.
So we threw down
super
and,
quick.
Yeah, that was pretty much
still
that.
Pretty solid. I mean, we still play two of those songs live off of it.
Okay.
So. Yeah, still going pretty strong.
Do you write the lyrics?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. Your muse. What's your what inspires you for like what are some of your lyrical content? You know, if you don't mind sharing.
So
some of the people listening right now probably don't know Cryptoxic Mortality. What do you write about?
So I love anything that has to do with alien extermination.
Man. Okay.
Like I like the alien movies, Alien versus Predator, Terminator, anything sci-fi. I'm such a kid about.
Awesome.
So like most of my lyrical content is about aliens taking over the world, enslaving humankind.
Yep.
One of our songs, it was Embryonic Metamorphosis off of our first full-length album. That was actually about the facehuggers in Alien that pretty much pop out of your chest and start, you know, doing their thing. That was actually what that was about.
Awesome.
So
right on.
That's pretty much what I read about is end times via alien destruction.
Cool.
Right.
So
when did you start playing drums, dude?
Man, I think I started playing drums in high school. I had some friends. We started like a thrash metal band back in the Bay Area of California.
Oh, cool.
That was like really popular back then. And
what were you called?
Overthrow.
Okay.
Yeah, nice, dude.
I saw a few live cuts of them, man. Yeah. They were smashing.
Played with them, and then I got into slam shortly after that. And then I kind of took about a 10-year break.
Okay.
Joined like the Marine Corps and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, but when I got back, they actually like dusted my drum set off, and I met up with Caleb one day because I met him through Sean. And I've just been playing for, I think, about 3 years now.
Yep. Been working on it.
So I'm going to break down. And I know the difference, but for someone who's listening right now and is just like a casual fan of death metal, they're listening, they want to hear some Pantera. They just like, what's the difference to you guys between death metal and slam?
A lot of it's vocal. I mean, it's the music structure too, you know?
I mean,
very slam groovy. Is a little more, I feel like it's a flow through the song.
Okay.
Like everybody flowing together.
Yeah.
A lot of slam too. I mean, it's usually always like, you know, pig squeals or guttural, right? You're not going to hear what they're saying usually.
Yeah.
It's actual slam.
Is there, in your opinion, is there a difference between brutal death metal and slam?
Brutal death metal would be more like technical death metal to me. So I like Dying Fetus and bands like that is what I kind of feel like.
Yeah.
They're tech death, brutal death, you know. And then there are some that do have more of a slam mix, I guess. Like, they'll have slam riffs in there.
Okay.
But, I think a lot of what sets them apart, I guess, would be vocal style, really. Because when you look at tech, it's usually a higher vocal where you can hear what they're saying more. The tone difference, you know.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to name some bands.
Sure.
And you tell me, are they brutal death metal, are they deathcore, or are they slam? Okay?
Sure.
Ingested.
Ingested is, I would say, brutal death metal. See, people say deathcore, but I think they started out slam sounding.
Okay.
And then when their vocals got more and more clear, people were like, they're not slam, because you can't understand everything he's saying. So, but I don't really determine all the way deathcore, because deathcore to me, I mean, I look at like Whitechapel, you know.
Suicide Silence.
Band, you know, the breakdowns and stuff. Like, they're not really doing that. So I wouldn't call them deathcore just because of the vocal style. I mean, deathcore as a whole instrumental style itself too, you know.
Like, I would definitely say they're more of a hybrid.
They've
kind of got their own style in a way.
They're really good though. I like that band a lot. Like,
oh yeah, so they're freaking ridiculous.
Okay. You got like what, 10 albums?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pathology.
Pathology is slam.
Definitely slam.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Devourment.
Slam. They are the OGs of Slam.
They were the first band to have a full Slam album out.
Yep.
Okay.
Considered Slam. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Sounds good. Well, you've kind of cleared things up, so we have appropriately nerdified this show we've inserted everything into their micro genre tags. I like that. There's nothing that makes a metal nerd more mad than when you get their specific micro genre wrong. You know, it's like calling someone a Star Trek fan who's a Star Wars fan. You know,
Don't do that.
You know where I learned a lot of the styles too is like when I do deal with my artists or people from different countries,
yeah,
they really do understand the difference in styles, mm-hmm. and they like them. Like, they still like death. They'll have deathcore bands. Some of them are in slam, but they do know the difference. If you call something slam, it's not slam. They're like, no, man, that's not slam. And I'm like, you're right.
Yeah,
it's like, bro, my bad. I'm sorry.
I'm curious. So I do a lot of like searching for metal bands on Bandcamp, and there is bands from like Indonesia that is guttural slam, dude. Mm-hmm. What is going on with like young kids from Indonesia and brutal death metal and slam?
They got a lot.
It's insane,
man, but they're doing it right. A lot of our artists are at. Mm-hmm. So I talked to a lot of them about their bands and stuff. Yeah, those guys, they got a good scene going down there.
You guys need to go hit up do a tour of Indonesia, man.
Yeah, I'm down.
That's insane.
I would kill to be able to do a tour with Fatuous Rump.
Right? Yes, Fatuous Rump.
They freaking
Freaking
slay.
Have you heard this group? I think it's just a side project for the guy from Sango Sugabok, Putrid Stew. You guys know Putrid Stew?
I've seen him on STU. Facebook, but I don't think I've actually jammed him. But Sango Sugabok, dude,
they're awesome. Yeah, right. The record's dope.
And I saw your post about it that one day.
Yeah,
Sango Sugabok is dope.
Yeah, they're freaking nuts. Yeah. The super boggy bros.
The boggy bros, exactly. Kind of buried the lead here. I do want to mention that you guys are going to be playing Saturday, July 22nd at the Erebus in Kelso.
Yes.
I have yet to make it out to the Erebus down in Kelso, but I've heard really good things about this place.
It's a fantastic venue.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very nice. The ambience there is absolutely incredible. When you go in, it actually feels like somewhere where you would play brutal death metal.
Yeah.
Like, they got like shrines and all this cool stuff.
Wow.
Oh, it's nuts.
Great vibe. Yeah. Great sound people there.
Oh, like, yeah.
We had two different sound people the last two times, but it was great. Time, so.
He's got like horror movies and stuff playing on the multiple
good
TVs.
Screens
in there.
All over. Like, yeah. You'd have to check it out. It's pretty, I mean, it's awesome.
It's that's pretty awesome. Nuts.
It's almost like a little like haunted house. Like,
yeah.
You know, oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that would be a good way to describe it.
That's awesome. And you guys are going to be playing with Putrid Pile.
Yes.
So I had no idea that Putrid Pile was going to be going on tour, and then it popped up in my feed that they're going to be playing in Everett and then in Kelso at Erebus. Like, that's so rad. This like, you know, kind of legendary underground brutal band is coming to Northwest. It must be pretty cool for you guys to be on a bill with Putrid Pile.
Definitely.
It's nuts. Yeah. It's also his first time being here in the Pacific Northwest.
Really?
Yes.
Brian actually helped with that.
He kind of helped.
He was helping the booking agent on getting the lineup in. Threw his name out there, and next I had him. He was like, Putrid Pile, I got him coming up. And we're like, what?
I love talking to people, man. Like, it's a gift and a curse, because I love talking to people, but it's getting me to shut up is the issue.
Ah, yes. Okay. Well, that's what we're going to do now. We're going to... No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. We will go into a song in just a moment, but what's the on that show? Do you know?
I know Drawn and Quartered is on it.
And then awesome. There's also Back from Death.
Yeah.
And Rank and Vile.
Oh, cool. Rank and Vile from Portland.
Have you heard Back from Death?
I have not heard them
really
yet.
Good, too.
Awesome.
What, Portland? Is that...
Yep.
Rank and Vile's from Portland, too. So.
Okay.
Right on.
Yep.
Again, we're talking with Cryptoxic Mortality here, and you guys are a Seattle band or Tacoma band? Where are you guys located?
We're all kind of spread out.
Spread out? Like, okay.
I'm a little closer to Seattle,
cool.
But these two are north and he's south, closer to Olympia.
Okay, cool. So kind of all...
These guys are Granite Falls, so they're north. So we usually jam in Bellevue, right?
In Bellevue? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
We meet in the middle. What's that place called?
Uber Beats?
Evolution City.
Yeah. Sorry, okay. Evolution.
That's where Chris Barnes used to practice his vocal. He would go out on 6 Feet Under tours.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah, he would just go in there and have the CD play and then order the MP3s, cool. And then he would just practice his
vocal. Yeah, Eden's been out there for a while, right? He's had that place going for, I think, like 20 years now or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good spot, right? Huh?
Oh, yeah, well,
it really is. It's cool because they got a lot of gear in there, and so, I mean, you can just rent the room out.
Oh, let's go and pay by the hour.
Yeah,
super easy.
Yep, they got the PA, everything, drum set, so sometimes he brings his kit and sometimes he doesn't.
That's cool.
Depends on the day, you know, so.
Right on, man.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome. Cool.
Cool. Well, let's go into one of your songs. Again, Saturday, July 22nd at the Erebus. We're going to go into, this one's fun, Indica Infused Decimation. So you guys were getting the stony vibes in the studio when you guys were doing this?
No, the album is called, the EP that's coming out, it's called Genocidal Strain.
Okay.
So on the front of it, if you look at the cover, it's actually a big weed monster.
That's nice.
It's like, basically, you know, eating people or whatever.
It's like Cannabis Corpse, kind of, yeah.
So
yeah,
we thought it was just metaphoric for, like, making it, like, names of strains and certain ways that they would take, it would take you out, you know.
There you go.
So,
you know, sometimes when I'm taking a huge bong rip, I feel the indica-infused decimation just consuming me.
And right, like, there you go.
All right.
Right on. Well, let's go into it. It's Cryptoxic Mortality here. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cryptoxic Mortality with Infused Decimation. What's the name of that one again? The EP that's coming out?
Genocidal Strain.
Genocidal Strain. Awesome. Yes. Can you tell me a release date? Do you guys know when it might be out?
He's the one that sets all that up, so...
I believe it's July 12th.
July 12th. Okay, yeah, so it's coming up shortly.
Yeah, it's July 12th.
Because he set two of them up. He set Vitalectomy up. They're both in about a week apart from each other, so okay. We've been getting the dates like
awesome
crossed a little bit, but yeah.
Do you guys release these on your own? Are you guys on a label or?
No, we're releasing them on our own right
That's
now.
Awesome. That's cool. Right on.
Yeah. Mixing and producing on our own.
So you went heavy into that side of things. Like, you know, I was watching a lot of your videos. You got the whole cool setup with all the like really flashing lights. It looks really badass, like in your cave.
Yeah, I'm really atmospheric.
Yeah.
I like the feel of my surroundings. I asked them, like, even when we rent the band room out there hourly, I still bring lights in. Yeah,
that's cool.
Every time. Yeah. Like, I got to have the... Like,
he's all about
like Darth
lives,
Vader's yeah. gonna come
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
I got to be feeling the dark side of the Force. You know what I mean?
Totally. You know, so, did you go to school for production, or did you just self-taught?
No, I've just been mixing off and on my whole like career through just jamming and stuff.
Yeah,
but not really as serious as I started doing it in the last 3 years.
Sure.
So. Yeah, like you said, basically when everything kind of started shutting down, I just got real busy and was like, "Well, I'm sitting at home anyway."
Yeah.
So.
Good for you, man.
It is a big job, but I'm finally getting really, I feel like I'm getting a solid grip now.
Yeah.
Like the last mix we just put out, I feel like is probably my best so far. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, if you go back and you listen to pretty much everything that he's mixed, starting from the first EP all the way up to, you know, the new one that we just released.
It just gets better and better and better.
It does. Yeah, it just progressively
gets different.
Better.
Just start all the way over from scratch. I don't keep any guitar tones or anything. Mm-hmm. I like to do it separate every time. You know?
That's cool.
That way, I am getting more of a grip. I'm starting to mix other people's stuff.
Yeah, I was going to ask if people are listening and they want someone to produce or record or you know mix their stuff.
Caleb's band over here, Simulation Theory, is good for like a beat down kind of a style.
Cool.
So, and I've been starting to mix some of their stuff. They're tracking right now.
That's awesome. Simulation Theory. Where are you from?
Granite Falls.
Awesome.
Like sci-fi based, kind of like hardcore death.
Great.
Yeah, they're all up there. They all live together, right?
Simulation Theory.
Most of us.
Oh, okay.
I got to get you guys up on Metal Shop. Simulation Theory.
Yeah, we got an album coming up later, so.
That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so I kind of want to get you guys, your history with the genre, with getting into music as a kid and stuff. So let's start with you, man. What was the first, heavy band? It doesn't have to be, the most brutal thing, but when you were a kid, what was the first thing that got you into, metal music?
It was like sixth grade.
Yep.
My buddy gave me like, I think it was Death Magnet.
Death Magnetic?
Yeah, Metallica.
By Metallica?
Yeah.
Yep. Death Magnetic. Yep.
But yeah, Metallica got me in there to start off with, and I just started going from there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Gets heavier and heavier as it goes.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. And definitely. Caleb, how about you, man?
I'd say it was probably the typical, like, I definitely heard some Black Sabbath, like everybody else does,
War Pigs or,
And then it was into Metallica pretty fast, Slayer, because I really got into the Raining Blood and South of Heaven. Like, South of Heaven is still one of my favorite albums, and then my other favorite is probably Master of Puppets from Metallica still. First death metal band was really Obituary.
Like, nice.
Right when Slowly We Rock came out, I got it right away, man. I was like,
and they're still killing it, dude. That new one's great.
Yeah, I was just a kid, and I was like, man, this music's badass. You know what I mean? So, yeah, and they've they kept me into that style ever since. And then,
absolutely.
And then death after that, you know what I mean? Obviously, then death and Obituary, I feel like, go together hand in hand, right? That's like peanut butter and jelly right there.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, so it was those two for years, man, definitely. So
this will be dating the interview, but next week, Cynic and Atheist are playing in Seattle.
Oh, awesome.
At El Corazon, on the same show, Atheist and Cynic on show. That's
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, I might have to come down and check that one out.
At Corazon, And The Accused is opening, so that'll be freaking old school show, dude.
Yeah, for real.
All right, how about you, man? First metal band you ever heard and got into?
So for me, I was kind of thrown into it at a young age, compliments of my dad.
Yep.
But I grew up on a lot of the old school TXDM, so like Devourment, Brace for Nails, Uncleansed. That was kind of where the journey started. And there was one band in particular. It was Scattered Remains. I saw them play out at the Red Rum in Austin, Texas, when I was like 11 or 12, and I watched Ryan get up there and do his thing, and I just watched how he commanded the crowd, and it was absolutely nuts, because like I'm 13 years old, I've got horrible ADHD, and I couldn't take my eyes off of him, and because of that, of course there's a whole bunch of other inspirations, but seeing that just, it blew my mind, and I wanted to become a vocalist.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. All right.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's awesome. And how about you, man? First thing you got you into, like, metal music?
My stepdad bought me a Walkman back in the day, and he gave me Around the Fur from Deftones.
Deftones, great record. Nice. Yeah,
that's a good one. He gave me Cowboys from Hell, Pantera.
There you go, another Texas band. Yeah.
And he also gave me, like, I think it was Freak on a Leash from Korn.
Korn,
and
then, okay.
Oh, and wow. I kind of just, like,
heavy
walked
records.
My
just
way,
gravitated.
Like, out.
Yeah.
And then,
your stepdad didn't mess around.
Yeah. No, he hit you with all the classics.
Yeah, right. So, like, he was like, oh, you need to listen to this and this and this.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, now I'm into stuff that he... You chose a little darker,
right? More underground. That's cool. Yeah. Has he ever come to one of your shows?
He has. Yeah, back when we were playing like 15 years ago, like in California. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's from Ohio though.
Oh, wait, that'd be sick.
He's like tells all of his work friends
down in the flats over there. That's where they got the. That's the main bar down there where a Mushroom Head. I lived in Cleveland.
Oh, really?
A long time, so.
Okay.
Yeah, Mushroom Head was pretty big over there
when
I was younger.
Ringworm?
Yeah.
Ringworm is badass.
And then I lived pretty close to Nine Inch Nails. He was
Trent Reznor?
Four miles from where I grew up at. I think Filter's from over there.
Yeah,
they're from that area too.
Integrity?
Yeah.
From there.
Chimera?
Chimera's
from over there. Yeah. There's a lot of good East Coast stuff, for sure.
Talking about Cleveland. Okay. What is the heaviest slam band you've ever heard? I mean, aside from Crippledy, you know. Aside from you guys.
I feel like it's Devour. Some people feel like Putridity. Have you heard that
band?
That
band's awesome. Yeah.
Like just Putridity straight up. Yeah, that
Italian
band's
slap.
They're pretty that's pretty heavy, man.
So. Yeah. Putridity.
Yeah. Pure Filth is pretty heavy.
He was saying it's Italian slam.
Yeah,
it's freaking ridiculous.
Yeah. Varamia too. Had that one EP that was just crazy.
I don't know. Otherwise, I used to think like Brain Drill also.
Yeah, that guy's awesome. Yeah, shout out Marco.
Awesome musicians, man.
Marco's a monster.
Yeah, dude. Right on. Well, let's go into another one of your songs. We're going to go into Dump Truck Bleep Bleep. This is Cryptoxic Mortality, and you can catch them Saturday, July 22nd at the Erebus in Kelso. It's Cryptoxic Mortality on Metal Shop. Cryptoxic Mortality. You're listening to Metal Shop here on The Rock. Now, you guys are going to be playing Saturday, July 22nd at the Erebus in Kelso. But if people can't make it out to the show, whether they're, you know, got to work a night job, they got to take care of their kids, whatever they may be, what's the best way to support you guys if you can't make it out to a show?
Definitely check us out on Facebook. Yep. We got Facebook, Instagram. We have
we're
a tendency
on SoundCloud,
to,
yep. we're on everything else.
Everything.
Bandcamp.
Yep. Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah. Apple
YouTube.
Music.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, we post clips from most of our shows. That way you can kind of catch a little snippet of what yep. we do.
Yeah. He's Facebook's a good way too because he's constantly on there all day. So
there you go.
Getting all the info out.
You guys have a bunch of good merch though too. How can people buy the merch from you guys?
Just hit us up right through the band page.
Yeah. Okay. Just message us on there for now. We're going to set up a store eventually, but right now we've still been able to keep it under control, mailing it out.
Yeah.
So once it gets
to yourself. Yeah. That's cool.
But yeah, we got 4 shirts right now and another one ordered. So
yeah. And a hat. I got the hat from my bald head for the summer.
Yep, koozies.
Koozies. Yeah.
Working on some stickers.
Nice.
Cool. Yep.
Right on.
And CDs eventually, too. It's all just digital right now.
So. Nice.
Right. Yeah. And speaking of CDs, we've actually got some pretty cool news for you guys. We can't go into too much detail about it.
Yeah.
But there is another full length currently in the works and something kind of cool for you guys. It will not be released by us.
Okay.
It will be released by a notable record label.
That's awesome.
And we're excited for you guys to see that.
Okay. We'll keep us involved with the announcement, and we'll announce it on Metal Shop once you guys are able to chat about
it. Yeah, so. It should be like September, October-ish, I think, we're looking at.
September, congratulations, October. Guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. So this is a Northwest show. You know, what's your favorite Northwest, Washington band of all time, whether it's Heart, Jimi Hendrix, or, you know, freaking Excrescence. It's all over the place. There's such a rich history of music here in Washington.
Dude, right now, Excrescence and Bludgeoned are absolutely killing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just tearing it down, playing Chicago playing the Chicago Fest. They're going to absolutely. Yeah, right? Yeah, I got like 40 for a fest on my mind. Yeah.
So those are yours? Okay.
Yeah, cool. They're going to crush it out there.
Right on. Yeah. Whoever wants to jump in. Who else wants to jump in?
Favorite I thought Himza was really good.
Himza's awesome.
Yeah. I know. But yeah, that was a really
great
good
band. Yeah.
Me.
Absolutely. Anyone else?
I got to say Zoth.
Great band. Yeah.
Oxygen Destroyer.
Yeah, dude.
Oxygen Destroyer.
Definitely.
Transcribing the Necronomicon.
Okay.
They were pretty solid.
Primordial Atrocities.
Yeah,
Primordial
dude, they're crushing it right now.
Those guys have been out there working hard for a long time, man.
Decaying Crypt, Is the Me, and Alda. They have A Distant Fire is such a perfect album.
That's awesome.
So I think that's my list for now.
Right.
The other one is more on the black metal side of things. Yeah, right. Absolutely. That's awesome.
Right. No, homies in Infernal Realm, they're crushing
Infernal
it right
Realm.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Infernal Realm's crazy.
Yeah.
Hangman's Park.
Yeah. Yes, I'm about to have them up on the show
nice.
Next week.
Yeah, dude, they're awesome. Yep. Such a great dude. Great dudes. Awesome.
Yep.
And finally?
I mean, on top of all that, you know, I guess I'd have to throw out I Declare War.
There we go. Yeah. Still going strong. All right. They just played with Devourment here.
Yeah,
they did.
That's awesome.
Great show.
Right on. All right, before we go into the last song, again, Saturday, July 22nd at the Erebus in Kelso, any final shout-outs or thank yous you'd like to throw out there?
Just thank you to all our fans and family and everybody that supported us through everything so far. So
definitely.
Yeah, we've had a really good response on everything. So
awesome.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It was nuts seeing the reception that you guys gave us coming out of kind of nowhere, and then just boom.
Yeah.
Like, we're definitely appreciative.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Definitely.
Keep it going.
Yep.
Let's have you guys up next time when you guys are about to release that record you're talking about.
Definitely.
So. Cool. It's Cryptoxic Mortality again, Saturday, July 22nd at the Erebus down in Kelso. It's Bread for Slaughter here on Metal Shop. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.